This is in the holy letters, letter number 994, and this is dated the first day of Iyar, the same as before, in the year 1951, Tavshin Yud Aleph, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing this letter to Mordechai Cohen, who is an activist. And the Rebbe says, peace and blessing, I received your speech about the situation of the education, what goes on in, I think it means speech or your presentation. I received your presentation about the situation of the education in the country of Tunisia. I thank you for it. And Rebbe said, I would be pleasant to me to hear from time to time from your good work, what you're doing in the field of education of the Jewish boys and girls over there. Based on your request, I've instructed the office of Merkez Linyani Chinuch to send a bundle of Svarim on the address of Arambam Baruch Shlita. So this was actually, we referred before, that we heard in the Rebbe's letter, and for sure they were received in order, and you will send back receipt that you received them. And the Rebbe says, from the festival, the Pesach that we just celebrated, and also which is before the spring that are coming, approaching us. So the festival of Pesach, the Pasuk says that it has to be during the spring. Naturally, when spring comes around, the potential powers that were dormant during the winter months, so maybe all the trees and everything else, it seemed like there's no more life, there's no more creation, there's no more growth, there's no, the winter, everything is sort of dead. All of a sudden, when it comes to spring, you see everything is blooming. That really during the winter period, there was a time of gathering the strength, the energy, so that later on they will be trees with blossoming trees and fields filled with vegetations. As our sages tell us, one who goes out in the days of Nisan and he sows and he sees trees that are producing blooming flowers, you need to make a bracha. So while they were in the winter collecting the energy, on the spring you see it all come out. So what does this teach us? What is the lesson to us all? That if during our lifetime, there is a period in our lifetime that we can make a mistake, that it's not a period of creativity, it's not a period of growth, we're not growing, it's almost sure that it's only a mistake that we're making. That interruption will serve for additional strength. And as the language in the parable is, that it will bloom flowers and it will produce fruits. So I guess the Rebbe is talking to also to all of us, that if we go through difficult periods in which we don't feel ourselves as productive, so we may think, oh no, we're dead, we're not productive anymore. But that is only really a time of gathering the strength for the future, being able to bloom and to grow and to produce beautiful fruits. The Rebbe says you can find a hint as far as Pesach goes, that after the terrible, bitter period of the exile in Egypt, which was both a physical, bodily exile and also an exile of the soul, so to the extent that the officer of the Egyptian, the angel of the Egyptian in the heavens, he argued, what are the difference between the Egyptian and the Jewish people? They're the same. So in a very small period of time, it was revealed the purification, the refinement that the exile of Egypt has caused. So that 50 days, they have already been elevated. It took only 50 days to get out of the 49 gates of impurity, because it took them 50 days to get the Torah, 49 of impurity to receive the Torah from Hashem by himself. So you see how people can be elevated in a very short period of time, from the lowest, from all the way down on the bottom of the pit, and that there is no difference between them and the Egyptians, you can see, and yet in 49 days they reach up to the highest level that Hashem himself gives them the Torah, with blessing for success in your work to bring the sons and daughters of Israel close to our Father in heaven. And again, this is tremendous encouragement to not let the temporary glitches in life cause us this kind of distress, to and realize that we still have, and we should use that actually as a springboard to do even better. It doesn't take that much to get out of it and to be able to utilize all the energies you got.